And here we are, worldwide live over the internet through BBS. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. Today it is Wednesday, January the 23rd, 2019. Welcome, everyone. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Los Molinos, California. And another one-hour episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown. If you have questions, we have answers. You can submit questions per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. This is, as usual, a simulcast of a conference call, and I heard two dings, meaning two people joining in on the phone line. I welcome you both. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Dharmananda.
Dharmananda,
hi,
welcome.
Oh.
Go ahead,
hi,
Prudy.
It's Prudy, yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I got a lot of static on my line. I don't know what it is.
I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, you do? I hear a lot of static here.
All right. You did have another caller join in. Welcome. Please say your name and location. If you want to. And the next caller, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Wynn.
Hey, Wynn. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Do we have the Atlanta Rhythm section on the line? Oh, no, no. I'm looking at the recordings. All right. I'm looking
hey,
at nothing. Dharmananda.
Dharmananda, yeah. If you continue hearing static, you might want to hang up and just call in again.
Yeah, it was something on the line. I had the AT&T guy come tomorrow and check it out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Hi, Wynn.
Who is that? Prudence?
Prudy. Yeah. Hi.
Hi. You know, I was looking at all at the Spirit Channel. I'm looking at... You know, I'm going to have to do a replay tonight because we're in the hospital again.
Okay.
But don't get too worried. It's not as serious. Jerry just had a reduced sodium level, and they thought they should bring her in and just bring up her sodium level, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So her spirits are good, and she's got good energy, and they're bringing up her sodium energy. And we'll probably be out tomorrow, but I'm going to do a replay tonight because she doesn't want to do
okay.
it because she gets too interrupted in her room. Hi, would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, it's
Hi,
Jane
Wynn.
In Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. One of my
Hi.
Favorite one of my favorite voices. Do you cheer the people up around you?
I think so.
I mean, I can't imagine you not, but, you know...
Some days are better than others.
Well, I mean, that's true for me. It's true for everybody, you know. But I was just mentioning, you know, if you go back in the Spirit Channel and go look at the archives for, like, 2009, when we were still doing Wednesday calls in 2009, 9 years ago. Can you believe that? There's 9 years of calls in those archives. Huh?
Yeah.
10 years.
10 years. Ten years. 10 years, right, 10 years. I mean, there's calls before that aren't even posted anywhere. And then, you know, for a long... Okay, would you like to say your name and your city? And it's okay, you don't want
to...
Oh, if I knew it was you, I wouldn't have asked. Would you like to say your name and your city?
How about me? Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice. And Wynn.
Janine. City.
Hi, Janine.
Who is that?
Hi, Janine.
Who is
Janine?
Janine where?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Right. Right.
And more people have joined in.
Hello, Shirley from Columbus.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. Hi, Janine. Hi, Don.
Hello.
Anyone else?
All right.
But Vin, you were talking about the Spirit Channel.
Yeah, I would like to see your name in your city. What's that, Terry?
R2-D2.
Her IV. You hear the beeping?
Yeah.
Would you like to say your name and your city? And it's okay if you don't want to. So, there was a period of time, this was a good idea too. There was a period of time on the Spirit Channel when we were posting all the questions. And I actually, every Wednesday night, I put the questions in a certain file. So I have the questions. It's not that cumbersome to go through the questions. And
I'm not on the console yet. I'm going to turn this off as soon as I can.
Are we on BDS? We are, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Hello, all of you listening on the internet, all over the world on the internet. Thank you for being here. And thank you for enjoying us. It's probably a different experience when you're talking on the phone line and we all commiserate with each other and you stay anonymous on the internet. And I don't blame you. Who would want to get on this line and fuss with us, right? Particularly me. Never know what I'm going to say. Do you hear that noise in the background?
Harry's IV machine isn't going in reverse. They sound like a truck backing up.
We are live from Verde Valley Hospital. And Terry has some IV machine. Did you call them, Terry? She's called them, so. And if you just got on the call, yes, we're in the hospital. But the good news is, Terry is not serious at this point now. Her sodium level dropped, and she wasn't feeling well, and she went to what? I said that. So it dropped, right? It was down.
You said it was up.
No, I said it was down. I said it dropped. Drop sounds like up, okay? And so she was getting a little weird, and so she checked into emergency, and they wanted to just give her some IV sodium. And then while they were here, they're giving her some IV antibiotics. But it's not like the indications are she'll probably get checked out tomorrow, and we'll go from there. So, just a second here. I was just mentioning the Spirit Channel. We're going to do a replay tonight, and I was taking a little more time than usual. If you go to the Spirit Channel and go to the upper left-hand corner, the second thing over that says Archives, and go to 2009, and I mean, in those days, we used to write down all the questions for a Wednesday and put them up there. And And I was reading some of the questions, and I just spot-checked and listened. If you read it, you'll want to listen to some of these things. Like here. Why did we connect with Michael Jackson? Why do I keep losing my job? How do I raise my vibration to create intentions and manifestations through a constant positive fate? Is it possible to not be deceptible by negative attacks if my intention would only be to interact with a positive source? Is there any ideal number of hours before the disposal of a corpse? Cremation versus burial, is there a better choice? What are the realms beyond the heaven realms? How do I find a partner? How to create a sacred place? How to maintain the connection to our sources? How is it that the energy is on the call? And how does it travel when you play it on the MP3? That would be a good one to play. If you go into a negative situation, how do you purify it as opposed to letting it corrupt you? What is my purpose in life? How can one get initiated to self-love? Can we request help for souls that crashed in a plane? Do we pick the time of death? You know what? We're only up to July. Are you coming to help us? Well, in any case,
I'll be back.
Live from Verde Valley Hospital. So what I'm going to do now is, I hope this replay will play. This is this had really interesting questions. It seemed like this is from November of 2009, and here we go.
Okay, this is Wednesday, November 25th, and this is our Wednesday night question and answer session. And those of you that are tuning in and listening to the playback, this is a night that I forgot to announce it to everybody. So we have
muted
regulars on the line, and we've been just spending our time. What are we doing? Are we shooting the breeze? We're just being relaxed and talking about things. And we've made up some questions that we're going to ask Terry. And okay, this is Wednesday, November 25th, and this is our, but to do it regularly, even if you're in the background listening in, to be as sure as I can be that when I'm having this experience, they're in the space, and that's them. And it was very interesting because last week, I dropped somebody off in a house in Sedona, and there was a guy visiting, and he was sitting outside, and we started talking. He started telling me about how he sees all these angelic presences around them, and that, you know, that they, when he gets in the car, they sit in the back seat of the car, they accompany him and all this stuff. So he was talking to me about all that, and I started to mention to him a little bit about my experiences. And I said, hey, maybe I can bring them in. Would you like me to do that? And I didn't, you know, I'm just sticking my neck out because I don't know what's going to happen next. And, I mean, the thing is when I say this is occurring, I always run the risk of somebody saying, I didn't feel a thing. What if you're a nutcase? Well, so far no one said that, although I'm sure people are thinking it somewhere out there. But, you know, I'm sitting with this guy and I do my little, calling in the energies and, you know, doing my little meditation that I've learned how to do of bringing in the light through your body and the two of us becoming merged or combined and bringing in the higher sources to combine with us. And we did that. And afterwards he said, oh my God, I saw millions of lights all around me. In other words, this guy, I don't see these things. I can feel energies, but I don't see individual souls. This guy apparently was actually seeing the individual energies coming in. And then he called his friend who introduced us, and it's like a week later, and he says, they haven't gone away. I love this. Now, of course, they haven't gone away because he likes it. They would never, ever intrude on somebody because, you know, unless they wanted that experience. So this is why somebody that's new, that's listening, and you come on and you don't have this experience, you have to keep, you may be scared of it. You know what? It is a little bit scary for some people to think that there's a bunch of really positive energies in other realms that can pay attention to you. And you know why? Because they have things they're ashamed of, and they think, I hope nobody notices that. And so you have to get over that. They don't really care. They're very forgiving. So whatever you're guilty about, they're not going to judge you for it. But I think that the idea that you can be observed by energies in other realms, when people hear about this for the first time, it can be a bit scary, because that's what they think. So that's why you don't have that experience the first time you're on the line. So now Temperance is going to say, Wynn, why don't you stop talking and let them talk, okay? So I'll do that. But Temperance, you see what I just said? When people listen on the line, that will really help people integrate what happens next, okay?
Okay.
It kind of like builds the anticipation. You follow?
Yep.
I'm not doing it. You know, I do enjoy, when they're present, I do enjoy talking. And, you know, because I can talk and they can be present, there's a communication that happens through that, because since I'm not channeling, I'm just being human. It's like I'm being every man, because whoever's listening, you may not be able to channel. You may probably won't be able to channel, and you probably won't even know somebody that channels in your personal space. And if you do know somebody, then you have to worry about, am I sure they're positive, you know? But everyone listening to this has this potential of connecting with their energy. And I can feel them around me on and off, through the day. And I know Terry can also. So you don't need to channel to connect with the energy. And so that's one of the things about me talking, because I've learned to feel them even if Terry's not channeling. And I've learned to be able to connect the energies just by myself with no verbal coming back. And I can even feel their energies coming back at me when I don't hear a voice. So it's kind of special to be able to have that experience and at the same time have them be a voice that speaks through Terry or through Daphne, okay? And so those of you that are listening to this, you might notate this as a rather special experience, and at least pursue it and see where it goes, because it's not easy to find this kind of experience as a human. So on that note, so we have two questions. One is about the dimensional shift and ascension. The other is about sex. And I haven't muted everybody. Anyone else have a question?
Yes, I do.
Who is that?
This is Asa from Toronto, Canada. Hi, Wynn.
Asa? What's your question?
Further about ascension, those of us who will be transitioning to fourth density, would we still be in a position to help those who are remaining in third density? And also, do we need to be concerned about any attachments to the physical realm, such as with the phenomenon of what we call ghosts who hang around.
Asa,
don't move on.
Were you on the line at the beginning when we started? Have you been listening in?
I arrived a little bit late, and then I got disconnected, so I had to call back in again. So I've been in and out.
So did you hear what I said about ascension at the very beginning?
Part of it, I think.
Because maybe I should repeat it. Okay. I'll repeat this, because we were talking about this, and it's important to know this, that according to my information, and I'm not saying that this is correct, so you have to just take it in and just keep it in your computer. There's a dimensional shift taking place, and the realms are going to separate, and that part of us are going to end up in a higher dimension, and most people, they said 80%, are going to repeat this realm. And that those people that graduate from this realm, there are two ways of graduating, and for a very few people, there's going to be a physical ascension. And in order to qualify for a physical ascension, leaving this realm in your body, all your chakras have to be open. Not 100%, but open probably more than 50%. All the way down from the root chakra to the crown chakra. And if that's not the case, then you're not going to qualify for a physical ascension. And a great many more people will qualify for the way they termed it, an astral ascension, which means you'll die a death in this realm, and your astral body, or your next body that comes in, will be in the higher dimensional Earth. So we were going to ask a question about that, in terms of once you do that and you end up in this higher dimensional Earth, is there going to be a difference between, like, are people with physical bodies going to remember stuff that, you know, and people with astral ascensions not remember, or will everybody remember? And the key to this is, and I say this because I've watched people who have watched my work, paid attention to my work, and they start thinking, oh, well, I'm going to ascend so I don't have to worry about anything. It's almost like the less you think about ascension, the more chance you probably will have, because the more time you'll take to be of service, and being of service will help open up your chakras. And it's like, if you create yourself to be a person that is, oh well, I'm saved. And it's almost like the saving of yourself gives you the opportunity to help a lot of people. And if you don't do that, you should double think about what you need to work on. Because the being of service to people is actually something that helps keep you open. All right? Does that make sense? I think so. So, you know, you can know about this, as I look at it, you can know about this potential in your mind. And if it's going to happen for you, then you'll say, oh, that must be it. I must be leaving now. Okay, I can feel the energies on my body. And I would imagine that when we do these conference calls and we bring in the energies of our sources and they start working with people, they're giving them a little feeling of how it feels to open up and be interdimensional. Now, another thing they said in another reading, this is interesting, that certain people will have the predisposition to leave with their bodies in a group where they wouldn't have done it by themselves. Because in that, the key is in that moment, you know, see, we create
an energy on these calls. So maybe one day I'll be on the call, and then suddenly everyone will disappear, and I have to get new people. Listen, I don't think that's going to be the way it's going to happen, and if it is, I'm not going to tell anybody. But I remember they did say there will be people who put groups together and can hold the energy kind of as it for other people. Because the key to this is it's about expanding your hologram right now into the place where you would end up, so that your energy field is already in the place where you want to, you would go. And if your energy's in that place, that makes a predisposition to go there, a potential to go there. And if your energy isn't in that place, if you still feel you're in this place, then the chances are you're not going to have that kind of release from this realm. And there's no judgment about which way you do it. I'm sure they're going to love talking about this. So on that note, let me call in the light. And Asa?
Yeah?
You know what? I can write down your question now that I did all of that. Temperance said, I could hear her thinking, she said, Wynn, why are you talking again? You said you were going to start, the channeling. And so you triggered me on that because I wanted to say that before I asked your question. So now, give me your question.
My question or Temperance?
No, Asa's question. I have.
My question was, for those of us who are graduating from this realm, would we still be available to help those who are remaining in third density?
At one point, they said people will be going back and forth. But you know what? Everything changes. So I don't know what the answer would be now, so I'll ask that question. All right. And I did start the tape recorder. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect everyone on this line. Any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy to our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now we invoke a group consciousness, a braiding of our energies, and still retaining our own individual selves. And we ask the Elohim and Ra groups and all those positive energies that are working with us, we invite them to join with our energies and create a protected space that only positive sources can penetrate. And anything not of that has to leave now. And do we have a source present? Terry, are you on the line?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are pleased to be with you this day, the 25th of November, 2009, the day before your Thanksgiving in some countries to which we are reaching. We know the softening of the love bonds between the individuals as the holiday grows near, and individuals are expecting getting together with their families, and the love light is shining brightly on the North America continent to do with this holiday. We are pleased to be with you and to sense your questions and concerning ascension. Right now, you are in the third dimension, and what you do here and now in this dimension will forecast and set you on the track for your future. When you move into the future, you need a track, much like the truck driver needs a road in order to carry his load. Once you make a track, it is harder to change the track. So what you do here and now will determine your future and where you end up. Concerning memory, memory is curtailed by the veil in that one sees, senses, experiences the surroundings where one is. When one is sensing in all directions, in the hologram, in the 3D, then these are the stimulation, the sensors that trigger his mind and sensory perception. When these senses are triggered, the memory of the past lives are eclipsed. These memories are always, even though submerged, available to one as one has attacked with those experiences, those thoughts, those senses. And one can, even though one is several lifetimes or even millions of lifetimes apart from that, can remember and recreate the memory. One might think some non sequitur someday and wonder, wow, I wonder where that came from. It could very well be a thought triggered by a similar circumstance of an ancient memory. One may retrieve these memories by not invalidating them, but just noticing them and setting them to the side as if a marker, and then the blanks between different markers will fill in eventually with memories, and one can remember. One can get to the place where they remember their track, their path as a continuous path that they have traveled down. When one leaves the body, and goes into the astral body, they leave the cells behind if it is a death experience, transition. the cells carry strong memories also. They carry memories of pain, for instance, and may move or become metamorphized into a different shape, as an old person may become wizened and shrunken. When they leave the body, then, they are able to move back in time to their body as they remember it when it was beautiful and serviced them well. So yes, one does carry memories, although they can become eclipsed even on the other side or in the other dimensions. And one may then still be able to retrieve them. Part of it is focus. If one is not focusing on those memories or that whole area of memory categories, then they will move into other categories of perception, even in the fourth dimension. To remember the third dimension, then, would refocus them into the third dimension or the particular incidents or categories. The same is true in the third dimension. When one has a memory in the third dimension, it may not be a sequitur, but may be triggered by something. These memories then refocus the individual to another time, and there can be another category of memories wherein something has been ingested in the mind, which is not of the person, and then they don't agree with it, and yet it's in their mind, and so it's very confusing. So let the memories be there and maintain your focus in the now. So you, in a sense, are then doing two things non-linearly. You're in the now, but you have the memory. And welcome the memory and just let it be there. And it will, like a sliver, perhaps, be in the process of festering then and then working itself out. One may get very upset as it seems like the mind is taking over. But if one goes through the whole festering process and allows it to be there and released, then it can eventually erase. And the more the bad memories can then resolve in the good that has happened on one's past track, then becomes apparent and useful in one's life as experience one can draw on and have learned from. Do you have other questions?
Okay, I think you answered the question about memory. And in other conversations that we've had, we talked about astral ascension and physical body ascension. And for astral ascension, one, which means you would die and then you would end up in the fourth dimension, the requirement was that your heart chakra would have to be open slightly more than half. And for a physical body ascension, all your chakras would have to be open. So for some people, opening up all their chakras, and this is a question, well, how do I open up all my chakras? Part of it has to do with being grounded on the earth, which is your root chakra, and part of it has to do with your sexual chakra. And if somebody was going to aim for wanting a physical body ascension, and let's just suppose, you know, how, and obviously times are going to get hard, and people are going to feel less secure in their root chakra, and certain people are not going to necessarily have a partner to express their sexuality. How would somebody cope with these kinds of issues if they could? And maybe they can't, but if there was a way to do it, what would you suggest?
The individuals in the third dimension have more focus within their body system and therefore are afraid of letting it go. We do not have a body. We have an energy body, but we have a broader view of things. There are better bodies available, and this, of course,